And it's now time for a Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Our top story today comes out of the state of Maryland, where a federal judge has told the University of Maryland that they have to let a pro-Palestinian group hold a rally on October 7th. What's October 7th? Well, that's the day Hamas attacked Israel last year. The judge says that if pro-Israel groups think that date's important, well, then pro-Palestinian crowds can think it's important, too. Look, I'm not the one to stifle free speech, even if I don't agree with it, but calling something a free speech event that celebrates a terrorist attack, I'm pretty sure that's not the same thing. And to the Republic of California we go now, where Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill that lets folks light up in what they're calling cannabis cafes. Customers in these cafes can buy marijuana and stick around for a meal or even catch a live show on. Yes, it's good they have the snacks already there, but does California really need more people walking around in a haze? Now to Arkansas, where the state is suing YouTube. Why? Well, the state is saying the platform has caused a mental health crisis among youth. And it's not that I totally disagree with that, but I think blaming YouTube for your kids' issues is like blaming the TV for gaining 30 pounds. It's just not computing, at least not to me. To New York now, where a federal judge has put a stop to the state trying to censor pro-life talk about abortion pill reversal. The ruling protects pregnancy centers from threats of prosecution under the state's false advertising law. Yeah, as it turns out, the First Amendment also covers saving lives. And there's a new report showing a troubling connection between corrupt governments and Christian persecution abroad. The study from International Christian Concern looked at 21 countries and found that places with lots of corruption tend to give Christians a hard time. The study cites examples in Afghanistan, Nigeria, and China, and likely soon enough, America. But as we tell you frequently around here, please keep our persecuted brothers and sisters in your prayers. Some good news comes out of Boise State University. A coffee shop owner has been awarded $4 million after she was pushed off campus for supporting the police. Sarah Finley is her name. She's the owner of Big City Coffee. She was forced to leave in 2020 because she displayed pro-police flags. A jury awarded her $3 million for business losses and another $1 million in punitive damages. Looks like the silent majority finally found its voice. Good for her. And finally, let's end with a heartwarming story coming out of South Carolina, which is going through a pretty rough time right now. A dedicated dad, David Jones, walked 30 miles through Hurricane Helene debris to walk his daughter down the aisle. He left Boiling Springs at 7:30 p.m. for what should have been a two-hour drive, but ended up trekking all night through storm debris and mud. That's what I call going the extra mile, or in this case, 30 of them. And that's been today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks.